Now, do you know the date? 25th of January. Have you got your haggis in? It's Burns Night tonight, celebration of the Scottish poet Robbie Burns, and a day to mark all things Scottish. Yeah, I'm not quite sure where they got that from, but it's not perhaps the best, not exactly the best example of what people will be hearing and enjoying at Burns suppers across the world. One of the traditions, of course, is the Address to the Haggis, a poem written in 1786, not long after Burns arrived in Edinburgh. With me in the studio, Mary Roach from the Northampton Town and County Scottish Association. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Stuart.
Will you have bagpipes at your party tonight?
Of course we will.
Provided by whom?
The Honorary Piper, Alan McElravy.
OK, well, it's going to be an exciting night, I'm sure. Many people around the table?
Oh, just short of 100.
That'll do. That'll do. Special day, of course. Explain the significance for those that don't get it, what it's all about.
Well, today is, of course, a very special day for me and for many, many Scots across the world, because today is the birthday of Robert Burns, our national bard or poet, if you'd like to say that. And, of course, he stood the test of time, you know, born in 1759, and we're still celebrating him today.
And lines from his poems, of course, quoted by so many of us, very often out of context, seeing ourselves as others see us and all of that.
Yes, all of that. And the best laid plans of mice and men gang after glee.
Don't they just?
We know that, don't we?
We know it only too well. We're going to get you to recite the Address to the Haggis for us in just a moment. But what form does the dinner take? I mean, tell us about the food.
Well, it's called a bill of fare, the menu. That's our Scottish term for it. Of course, the haggis is the central part of that bill of fare. It's brought in a ritualistic way, and things have got to be done properly. So it's piped in, brought to the top table, where whoever is going to address the haggis, because I think somebody said to me the ode to the haggis, but it's addressing the haggis.
Indeed it is, yeah.
It's brought to the top table, and the person who this Saturday night at our celebration will be myself, will recite the Address to the Haggis.
So what you're going to do for us in a moment is a rehearsal for you, Mary.
No, well, it is.
And everybody will be there in their kilts and finery, presumably.
Everybody will be there in their kilts and their finery, ready to enjoy the celebration. It's all about celebrating. Also, someone will say the immortal memory of Robert Burns.
Right.
You know, which again, that's to keep his memory alive.
And where does all this take place in
Northampton? This is all going to take place this weekend at the Great Houghton Village Hall.
Okay.
It's a black tie do.
So it's not going to be tonight then? It's going
to
be at the weekend?
It's not going to be tonight. It's going to be on Saturday evening.
Mary Roach is with us from the Northampton Town and County Scottish Association, preparing for their celebration of Burns Night at the weekend. It's Burns Night tonight, though, and so Mary is now going to formally address the haggis.
Fairfoy your honest sonsy face, great chieftain o' the puddin' race, aboon them a' ye tak your place, paint, tripe or therm. Weel are you worthy o' a grace, as lang as my arm. The groaning trencher there ye fill, your heart is like a distant hill, your pin would help to mend a mill in time o' need, while through your pores the dews distill like amber bead. His knife see rustic labour decked, and cut you up wi' ready slicked, trenching your gushing entrails brick like ony ditch. And then, oh, what a glorious sight, warm and reeking and rich. Then horn for horn they stretch and strive, deal tack the hindmost, on they drive till all their wheel-swalled kites belie are bent like drums, and all good men may like to arrive. Oh, be thank it, hums. Is there that or his French ragout, or olio would stow a sou, or fricassee would make ye spew with perfect scunner? Looks down with sneering, scornful view on sick a dinner. Poor devil, see him o'er his trash, as feckless as a withered rash, his spindle shank, a good whiplash, his knave a knit. Through bloody flood and field to dash, oh, how unfit! But mark the rustic haggis fed, the trembling earth resounds his tread. Clapping his wally neva blade, he'll make it whistle, and legs and arms and heads all sned like taps a thristle. Ye powers that make mankind your care, and dish them out their bill of fare. Old Scotland wants nae skinking ware that jopes in luggies. But if you wish her grateful prayer, gie her a haggis.
Mary, that's magnificent. Thank you so very, very much. And I know you were very nervous about doing all of that.
Terribly.
But that was absolutely splendid. And you'll be doing all that over again on Saturday night. Yes?
Yes, I will be.
Mary, thank you for going. Wait, which part of Scotland are you from, by the
I'm
way?
I'm from Glasgow.
Are you from Glasgow? How long have you been in Northampton?
I've been in Northampton 30 years and 44 years married to my English husband, Lawrence. So I've been in England for 44 years.
So all hail the union.
So it's very lovely.
Mary, thank you very much.
Thank you for inviting me in. And giving me the opportunity to have a rehearsal.
Not at all. That was
for Saturday night.
Mary, thank you.
So thank you.